Our guest at the cafe this morning is Kim Sines, and Kim is the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers and Commerce in Quinlan. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we've heard about it in the news, and but we don't always know exactly how that translates locally. But you say you all are seeing a good many more coronavirus cases in the recent days.
We are seeing an increase in our local numbers, yes.
Yeah. And we should say, really, and emphasize that Kim is the director of the emergency centers. Emergency centers really aren't the first place to go for testing or treatment of this, right?
Well, correct. We want to keep people in the outpatient testing areas where there is lower exposure to other patients if their symptoms are not severe. Certainly, if you have shortness of breath and high fever and symptoms that need to be managed in the ER, we're happy to see people for that. But there is a task force that can arrange testing for you on an outpatient basis. The health department is working with a local task force that can arrange testing through outpatient areas if that's deemed, if you've had an exposure or if you're symptomatic and have needs to have that.
Mm-hmm. But as you say, if it's severe enough, then certainly the emergency room is appropriate. There are a lot of we'll talk a little bit more about this from my personal standpoint in a minute or two, but there are quite a few places and options for people to go as far as testing is concerned now, and if you get online, do a little search, they're not that hard to find.
Absolutely. There are testing places here in Hunt County. Lab Solutions is doing outpatient testing. The urgent care does outpatient testing. Most physician offices can arrange testing as well. So there's lots of options.
Do you know, and I know your area is the emergency rooms, but do you know anything about hospitalizations in Hunt County over the past few days? Have you seen anything on that?
I'm not sure. Our hospital, we're at a high census, so I'm not sure how many of those are COVID-related. This is the time of year that we get really busy anyway, so
sure.
Our census is pretty high, so I'm not sure the numbers of those.
Right. Okay. Well, I thought that might be the case, but I wanted to ask you anyway. We're talking with Kim Sines, and Kim is the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce in Quinlan. Well, some people might wonder about the fact that I've been away from this program for a few days, and then the fact is I got a positive coronavirus test, and when that happens, then you stay away from work. For a time until you get all clear to go back. And, in my case, it was not that severe. And I guess I'm lucky in that, but it varies so much from person to person. And I don't know if there's a way of predicting who's going to have a severe case and who's going to have a mild case, if that has to do with the general health and fitness or what. But that was my experience anyway.
There is a big variation. We see people who will test positive that didn't even know that they were exposed or have any symptoms at all. Mm-hmm. And the symptoms are very different. Some have very mild and don't have any symptoms at all. And then some do require hospitalization and oxygen therapy. So it's just a big variation.
Something we've talked about before, it's been a while, on the Hunt Regional website, huntregional.org, there's a coronavirus update link, and then when you go to that, there's a symptom checker, which is, I think, very helpful, very useful. So a lot of good information there on the Hunt Regional healthcare website, just at the top of the page, and it's a big red band there, so it's hard to miss. Now, you're concerned also about flu. The flu coming in and being a major problem right now, right?
It is. Flu season is here, so we've started seeing a few positive cases. And it's a virus is just like the coronavirus in that the symptoms are very similar. Body aches, cough, runny nose, fever, just not feeling well. So generally, testing may be needed for both the corona and the flu. Mm-hmm. But we have pre-existing flu vaccines that are very safe, and so it's really recommended that this year you get out there and get the flu vaccine.
That varies a lot from year to year according to whatever strain of the flu is going around. But the level of effectiveness of the flu vaccine varies somewhat from year to year, but they feel like the one this year is pretty close to the type of flu that you're seeing.
The efficacy is difficult to pinpoint because the strains do change from year to year.
Right.
So there are people very much smarter than me that try to figure that out. And so we're just hoping for, 2018 was a really bad year. We had a lot of flu cases and not sure that the vaccine was as effective as previous years. So hopefully this year we will be a little more on point and have more people receiving the vaccine.
I was looking at an article. It said there was a particular report or story that went out years ago that has... for the most part, been debunked, but it still gets circulated, and once it's out there on the internet, it has a life of its own. So, well, Kim, keep up the great work, and we're so grateful to you for what you do, and thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line this morning.
Thank you so much.
Kim Sines is the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce in Quinlan, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.